Welcome to Female Empowered, a podcast for female fitness and wellness professionals and business owners looking for real talk about the ins and outs of the industry. I'm Krista Gurka, an accidental entrepreneur turned founder and CEO of a multi-million dollar health and wellness business. In this podcast, I'll be sharing expert insights and having real conversations about what it means to show up, thrive, and of course, get paid. We'll talk about what works, what doesn't, and what really happens behind the scenes of a client-based business. All so you can take away sound advice and actionable steps that help you become a more successful and confident business owner, all on your own terms. So let's dive in. Hey there, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Female Empowered. I am your host, Krista Gurka, and thank you guys so much for joining me today. Today, we're going to chat all about the steps of the business process lifestyle. So basically, what is a process? Some people call it processes, some people call it systems, but the definition actually is, this is the kind of definition that I would like for us to kind of focus on. A system is a set of processes, tools, people, and strategies that all work together to solve a problem or achieve a goal. Systems can basically cover anything from completing simple tasks like sending a newsletter to finishing more complicated projects like creating an automated funnel system. You probably have your own business system set up already. And if you don't, this episode is going to be a great way for you to learn how to set up a system and processes so that you can create more structure in your business, which allows you to have more time and freedom in your life. So first, I'm going to just kind of go through just a little bit of history of why it's so important to create systems and processes in your business. And what I like to say when I talk to my coaching clients is anything that you do more than once in your business should have a system or a process around it. So if you're not sure what should have a system or what you should create a process for, keep a little journal for a week, 2 weeks, a month, and write down everything that you do in your business. You can also have people on your team write down everything they do in the business so that you can now look at all the things that you're doubling up on or you're doing more than once. And those are the things you can focus on to create systems and processes. A great kind of niche to get people understand about systems and processes is when we talk about the food industry, right? My brother-in-law he doesn't work anymore as a chef, but he is a trained chef. And so he does run a restaurant. And so when I talk to him about business or we talk about systems and processes, the quality and taste of a restaurant dish that a chef produces really needs to be exactly the same for each customer who orders it. This requires a very methodical, disciplined, and focused approach to each dish. If they veer off the standard recipe or use the wrong tools, too much of this, not enough of that, customers will notice and the reputation of the restaurant could be affected. Another great example is fast food industry. So take McDonald's, Chipotle, Starbucks, Burger King. Anywhere you go in the world, McDonald's tastes the same. McDonald's French fries taste the same no matter where you go. How are they able to do that? This $100 billion company is able to do that by systematizing their recipes. This is why they can also hire anyone to work in any McDonald's anywhere around the world, because all everyone has to do is follow this systematic set of procedures the same exact way every single time, thus really exemplifying the beauty of creating systems. Systems and processes allow your business to run like a well-oiled machine, making it more streamlined, more productive, and ultimately more profitable for you, and saving you time. If you create and structure your business around systems, the systems will work for you. Then you hire people to run the systems. This gives you much more time to focus on the high touch, profitable activities that are the best use of your time, your energy, your skills, your expertise, and will in the long run generate more profits for you. So have you ever thought about getting things done faster? Yes, all of us probably have. Eliminating bottlenecks, reducing your workload, yes. Taking a month-long vacation. I know many of you have thought about that and don't even think that's in the realm of possibilities for you, but it can be. Maybe working from a different country while you're taking that month-long vacation, hiring more people, scaling your business to multiple six or possibly even seven figures. The way that I was able to scale my business to seven figures, work from anywhere, is by creating better systems and better processes in my business. And we are always fine-tuning and refining them so that they can run better. All right. So let's get down to the nitty-gritty. What are the steps to creating a business process? And what are the steps that really run the life cycle of a process? So step one, we're going to go into each of these in detail, but I'm going to just give you all of them at the beginning. Step one is you want to define your goals. Okay. We're going to go into what that actually means. Step two is you then break down each activity. You plan and map out your process. So what tools are needed? Who is responsible for what? Step three is you set each action and then you assign the task to who is accountable for that step. Now, step four, I actually say you test the process before you implement it. You test it, see if it's working, where do things fall off, is everyone being accountable for their proper tasks? Then you implement the process. Then, of course, you want to test again. You monitor the results. How can it be improved? And then step seven, you just repeat it. All right, so let's now break down each of those steps a little bit further. So one of the things I like people to start with are, like I just said, you kind of write down everything you do in your business. So the different activities, whether they're in operations, which basically is like the back end of your business, goal setting, project management, email management, website design, meetings, et cetera, et cetera. What are the steps? What are the goals and stuff in sales and marketing? Right? How are you attracting customers? How are you converting customers? How are you selling to them? Content marketing, email marketing, sales funnels, all of that stuff. And then finance, bookkeeping, taxes, payroll, et cetera, et cetera. I'm going to really focus on the operations because I really believe that this is kind of the bread and butter of our industry. What is the product? What is the really day-to-day back end of our business? All right. So what we want to do is we want to decide what the goal is for our system. So if you are wanting to automate your email funnel, let's just say that, your monthly newsletter, what is the goal? Is the goal to have a certain amount, a certain percentage of an open rate? Is the goal to sell something? What is the goal? So you want to determine the goal, right? And then you want to break down each activity. So what that means is you want to create the actual process. What is the step-by-step sequence of actions that has to happen in order for this process to get done from start to finish? Then you go into the tools. What tools, what devices, what apps, what software is needed to get each of those step-by-step sequences done? What people are in charge of each step of the process? Who is accountable for each step? And then, you know, you can include strategies like the tactics, tips, or techniques that you use, right? So what we do in our company is we create this step-by-step process, okay? So let's take, for example, again, the email newsletter. We write down everything that's coming up in the upcoming newsletter. Do we have studio updates? Do we have new staff that we want to introduce to our audience? Do we have important updates? We create an outline of it, right? Then it has to be uploaded into our email management software, and then it has to be scheduled to go out. So the tools that we use are, we use ConvertKit. We also use Google Docs to write out our template and create our outline. And we use Asana for our project management system to create the process. And we use Canva, et cetera, if we're going to create graphics or anything for the newsletter. So then the people, who is responsible? So our studio manager is responsible for creating the outline. Then our copywriter, Latasha, is responsible for creating the copy. And then I am responsible for approving it. And then our virtual assistant, Sarah, is responsible for uploading it to ConvertKit and scheduling it to go out. All right. So let's just review that process again. We want to choose the segment of people we're sending it. So generally with an email, it's your entire list. You use an email template, you write the email subject line, we create the outline. We always try to include some sort of call to action, right? We want to get it approved. We want to have graphics created. We want to upload it into our email software, and then we want to schedule it to go out. So now the next step is we set the actions and we say who is responsible for each thing. So this is what we do in Asana. We set up the step-by-step system and then we set the due dates and we task who is accountable for it. And when that step gets done, they check it off. The next thing we do is identify, well, then we test it. So then we run through a test. We test it. We see if it's working. We see if there's any holes in the system. We test it out. And then we're going to go into how can we improve the system? All right. We go into what can we delete? Are there too many steps? Is there something that does not need to be done? For example, do I not need to approve it if I know that my studio director is getting things done over and over again and properly, right? And initially, we also had a step in there where we were approving it once it was uploaded into ConvertKit. But now I know that Sarah really has it covered. So we deleted that step. Is there a step that can be deferred? In other words, you don't have to do it right now. It can be put into a parking lot. Or are there steps that can be delegated? And this is where I used to do each and every one of those steps. And then I started delegating it to our studio director, comes up with the outline. Our copywriter does a copy. My virtual assistant puts it in ConvertKit. And the only thing I do is approve it. And I might even remove myself altogether. Right? So that's where we're monitoring the results and we're seeing where we can improve it. And then we do improve it and then we repeat it. All right. So we're always looking at what can the systems be doing for us? Do we want the system to finish the process faster? Are we trying to automate it? Do we want to reduce our workload? Do we want to eliminate bottlenecks? Do we want the process to make more money for our business? So this is why it's really important to always have a goal set for what you want the system to do. And then in your testing process, you're seeing, is it accomplishing that goal? So for example, in our email newsletter, if our goal is to generate revenue, but nobody's clicking on the call to action, then it is not accomplishing our goal. Okay, so again, just to reiterate, the step-by-step process is, are all the steps of the process necessary? Can you delete any? Can you defer them? Are they being created in the proper order? Do you have the right tools that are the best tools to use to get the job done and be productive and in the fastest way possible? Are there more sophisticated tools out there that you can use? For example, some people say, well, I don't really want to pay for XYZ. Well, a lot of times these softwares end up being something like $500 in a year. If you can sell one package In an entire year, it will pay for itself. If you can free up 1 hour a week of your time by automating the system and purchasing a more sophisticated tool, it will pay for itself. Are the right people doing the task? Are the right people being accountable for the task? And this is where I love using the project management systems. So let's go back to just reviewing the steps. All right. So have a goal. Define what your goal is for the process. Then you want to break down each activity by planning and mapping out the process. What is the step-by-step process? What tools are needed? Who is responsible for each step, and can you automate it? Set the actions and assign the tasks accordingly. I recommend using a project management system like Asana. Test the process before you implement it. Then you're going to continue to monitor the results and make sure that it is accomplishing what you want to accomplish. Can it be improved? What can be deleted? What can be deferred? And what can be delegated? And then step 7, just repeat it. All right. I hope this was really valuable to you. If you are interested, you can visit my website, and I have a step-by-step process for how to create a system, the framework for creating a system and process. And I believe, I'm not 100% sure, it might be on how to write a blog, but you can go to my website, www.kristagurka.com/store. And you can go ahead and download it. There's a video. It's a video training session. It's free. And you can go ahead and download it by visiting www.kristagurka.com/store. So I basically hope you came away with some valuable information here. Creating business systems allows your business to run as streamlined, as efficient, and as effective as possible. Now, don't think that you're going to do this perfectly right out of the gate. It will definitely take a little bit of time, a little bit of trial and error to get your systems up and running the way that you want them to, and for them to accomplish the goals that you are setting out for them to do. So consider really taking maybe the next month or so before the start of 2022 to identify your business activities and start breaking them down and coming up with ways to improve the systems and processes so that you can track and test and evaluate and improve them to start 2022 out with a very strong, systematized, organized, and structured path. All right, everyone. I hope you really enjoyed this episode. I loved teaching it to you. As always, you can visit my website for more information, kristagurka.com. DM me over on Instagram at kristagurka. Until next time, my friends, bye for now. Hey there. Thanks so much for listening today. But before you go, could I ask you to take a minute? Okay, so maybe like 2 minutes, and leave me an honest review about the podcast. It really does help me get this podcast in front of more women in healthcare, wellness, and fitness, and also really lets me know that I'm actually sharing information you all like to listen to. Thanks again, and catch you all on the next episode.